The King of Root Valley and His Curious Daughter, a fairy tale by R. Reinick. Chapter the First. The road between Nuremberg and Leipzig ran in former times in one part along the edge of a dark forest, which stretched into the country far over the mountains. In the middle of this forest, the rocks enclose a deep, green valley, bordered by almost impenetrable hedges, so that neither man nor beast could enter it. Here dwelt at that time the merry little people of the Root Men. They were pretty little creatures, in form and look like human beings, the tallest about 6 inches high, and the smallest as long as your little finger. In summer they lived in mossy bowers and under the leaves of the tall fern. In winter they nestled among the roots of trees, in the holes of some gnarled old trunk, and crept into the clefts in the rocks. Their dress was fine and elegant. The little men wore coats and hose of moss, and the little women dresses of pretty variegated flowers, leaves and gossamer, according as the weather was warm or cold. They never felt the time long, having always plenty of employment. They had to keep their roads in order, gather in their stores and the like. Their favourite pastimes were climbing and jumping and arranging grand water parties in nutshells upon the brook which ran through their country. At other times they would play hunt the hare with the grasshoppers and maybeetles, and dance the most graceful dances to the song of the birds. Nor must it be forgotten that they understood the language of all living creatures. 2 festivals in the year gave the little Rootmen a special delight. On certain days in spring and autumn, there arrived large troops of merry guests, who were hospitably welcomed and entertained, and who in return used to tell the inquisitive little people what was passing in the world without. These guests were no other than the thousands and thousands of birds of passage, who in spring come from the south, and in autumn from the north. The storks told their village stories, the swallows twittered their fairy tales, and the nightingales brought with them new and beautiful songs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?